This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right, talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. It is Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. On the big show today, we've got a guest for you. The great Dave Stockton will be here. He's been a part of the pro golf landscape for over 50 years, winning two major championships. He's won 10 times on the PGA Tour and was a member of four winning U.S. Ryder Cup teams. On the PGA Champions Tour, he won 14 times and collected three senior major titles. He continued to be competitive well into his 60s. For the last 20 years or so, he's been one of the most respected and sought-after putting instructors in golf, and he's worked with the likes of Phil Mickelson and Annika Sorenstam. He's not playing much anymore. He's not instructing much anymore, but he's always as outspoken as ever, and we did a long interview with Dave Stockton earlier this week. He will be our only guest on the show today as we talk golf with one of the all-time greats on the PGA Tour, Dave Stockton. That and a couple of golf tips headed your way featuring Mark Kebble from the Broadmoor, all straight ahead on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Be sure to check out our website, teetogreenradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Scott Cuddy's in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie, and we're teeing it up from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, with Dave Stockton up next.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It's destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie coming your way from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Nice to have you along for the ride. In studio and master control, Scott Cuddy running the show today. And our first guest, we are not going to waste any time. We're going to get right to him. Dave Stockton was born in San Bernardino, California, attended the University of Southern California, turned pro in 1964, and won his first PGA Tour win in 1967. For the past 50 years, he has been a force in golf, winning two major championships, playing or captaining on four winning U.S. Ryder Cup teams, on the Champions Tour, a 14-time winner. He has seen and done it all. And I first met Dave Stockton a little over a year ago when he came to Colorado to participate in a military event. At that time, I sat down with him. I planned on doing about 10 minutes. We ended up talking for about 15 minutes. This past week, I gave him a call at his home in Southern California. We planned on talking for about 15 minutes. We ended up doing something like 25 minutes. So we split the interview up. It's going to be a three-part interview today with Dave Stockton. And here is part one.
Dave, I want to talk to you about the Ryder Cup, and you've been involved directly with four of them, all four on the winning side, two as a player, one as an assistant captain, the other as captain. Let's go back to the very first one, 1971 in St. Louis. You were a rookie, a Ryder Cup rookie. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was a great honor. I was toward the end of the ones picked. I think I was ninth or tenth in the order, and I was playing extremely well. And Jay Hebert was the captain. And, of course, we were facing Great Britain and Ireland in those days. Europe hadn't come into the picture yet. And it was good competition. It was great competition. My main memory of it is standing there as they're having the opening ceremonies and raising the American flag and standing next to Billy and Shirley Casper, both of who were just bawling their eyes out when they raised the flag. And 25 minutes later, I'm going out in the first group with Nicklaus and Aldrin is shot. I'm standing there going, man, this is a lot bigger than I expected it to be.
Were you at that time used to the match play format, or was that really something different for you and for the other guys too?
Well, we've played some match play in college. You know, they've gone strictly to medal play now, but we've played match play in college. And, you know, I was somewhat aware of it. Hadn't done a lot of Aldrin shot stuff and everything. But I had played with Laurie Hammer in an alternate shot and won the Hagen Hague out at La Costa in 67. So I was aware of what was going on. It was an exciting time. It's, you know, for individuals to get together and play as a team with only a few days preparation, it's quite difficult.
You threw a couple of names out there, Casper and Nicklaus. As I mentioned, you were a rookie on that team along with J.C. Sneed and Mason Rudolph. Other members of that team besides Jack Nicklaus, Billy Casper, Miller Barber, Frank Beard, Gene Littler, Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, that was sort of a dream team. What was it like to be on that team and in the locker room with those guys?
Well, you know, you just sit back, and obviously I'm not a key player, so I was sitting back and trying to take it all in. You know, it was an emotional time, obviously. I mean, we had a very good team. At that time, it wasn't a thought that we were going to get beat or anything, but it's just a matter of our playing our best. We had two players at that time that were not playing their best, and they were good players, and Littler Miller Barber, who tended to play a lot but did not have a strong Ryder Cup team. I mean, Ryder Cup themselves individually. But the rest of the team was clicking on all cylinders.
Now, you won that one something like by something like 5 points. That was 1971, your first Ryder Cup experience. And 6 years later, you're back, 1977 team, and you're no longer a rookie. Tell us about that experience.
Well, it was different. Jay, South Finsterwell was the captain across the pond at Lytham and St. Anne, still against Great Britain and Ireland. And, again, it wasn't the threat that we were going to get beat. You always have, you know, the underdog could come on top, but we had a really good team there. And, I learned some lessons at St. Louis. I mean, my very first match with Nicklaus is still the only match I lost in Ryder Cup history because we weren't a good pairing alternate shot. We never practiced it together. And I'd leave him places. He's hitting the 6-iron where he's used to hitting the 9-iron after one of my massively short drives. And, you know, it didn't set well. And I had a win and a draw in the end of two individual matches I played. But I arrived at Lytham St. Anne's not playing well and was paired with Jerry McGee in the first match out. And being the senior member, I picked which ball to use. And I remember he teed off on the first hole of par 3 because I was going to tee off on the even number holes. And he hit the green and everything. I get up on 2, and I hit it so far right into the head. Low roses growing. And I remember we wore polyester pants, which were in style in 1977. And, you know, they had guys out there where they could find my ball, and Jerry had walked through the roses and get his – he looked like a cat had shredded his pants from the knees down. And it was – for us, it was unbelievable because we were 2 down, 3 to go. And I finally got it in the semi-short grass on 16. I told him, get it on the green, I'll make it. And he put it like 30 feet, and I hold it. So we're only 1 down, but he drove it in the bunker on right down the middle on 17. And I had to lay up short of their ball. And so we're 1 down. We're laying 2 short of their where they lie 1 on 17. And I told him, again, get it on the green, I'll make it. And he put it like 50 feet behind the hole. And they put it on 20 feet, putting for 3. And I hold it from 50 foot for a 4, and they 3-putted, and we won the hole. And I get up on 18, and it was a perfect hole for me because there was fair traps right down the center coming back to the clubhouse. And all you had to do is hit it either right or left. You just couldn't hit it straight, which was not a problem. And I got it on the left side, and they never finished the hole. We won the last 3 holes and won 1 up. And Finsterwald walked up to me, and he said, you know, you're not playing very well, are you? And I said, no, sir, I'm not. And promptly sat me until the finals, and I played one more match, I think, with Dave Hill as my partner. We won that. So it was a great experience, those two. I learned a lot from the two captains, and I basically used a lot of that knowledge later on in 91 at Kiowa.
Now, the first one, 71, on home soil here in the United States, St. Louis. The second one, you're playing in Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. Talk about the difference between having home field advantage versus not having home field advantage. Is it that big a deal?
It's a huge deal. You know, and that's one reason prior to Kiowa in 91, Kathy and I spent a year and a half of our life, you know, letting people know what the Ryder Cup is really all about, that you're not playing for any money. You're playing for your country, and they should get out and support it. And the PGA did what was not a really brilliant thing, but they called it the war by the shore at Kiowa. I didn't help the matters by picking out camouflage hats, golf hats, only because I like to hunt and fish, and I wanted to use them after the competition, but it was kind of taken in a strong way, and there was a lot of stuff made. Tom Watson said a lot of different things. Bernard Gallagher, the captain against me at Kiowa, thought it was way over the top of how exuberant the Americans were and everything. And, you know, I kind of think the popularity of the Ryder Cup, certainly on the American side, came about at Kiowa because there was a lot of interest. I thought they were favored on a golf course that was purely a seaside golf course, but they never came, kind of like us in France this year. They never came and played practice rounds, and Kiowa was a hard golf course to learn in 3 days. And so consequently, and if you watched the telecast this year with the fans who were fantastic on a beautiful golf course in France this year, it's tough to win overseas. And now with the Europeans added to it, the teams are so equally matched that we should be favored here and they should be favored over there, and that script shouldn't flip. It's just it's up for the visiting team to play good enough to get the cup back, as they did at Chicago in Medina when we should have won in 14 and didn't. So it's, you know, the competition is first class, and they just happened to clobber us this year.
That is Dave Stockton and part one of a three-part interview we did with him. We'll have part two coming your way in the next segment of the show. Believe me, he is just warming up today here on Tee to Green. Great to have you with us from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jay Ritchie. We will continue on the other side with our interview with Dave Stockton. He talks more about the Ryder Cup. He talks a little bit specifically about 1977. Coming up on Tee to Green.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel again, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about fairway wood play. And there's three things I want you to keep in mind to help you hit those a little bit better. One, grip tension and where you have it in the stance. You need nice, loose grip tension when you're trying to hit a fairway wood. This will help you get it on the face. Remember, your goal with a fairway wood is to advance the ball in play. You can heel it, you can toe it, you can even take a little turf. As long as you advance it in play, you've accomplished your goal. Secondly, when you place the ball in your stance, put a little more in the middle of it. This will help be a little bit more forgiving. Again, you just want to advance it in play, so play a little bit more in the middle of your stance. The last thing is, if the ball is a little bit below your feet or a little bit above your feet, make adjustments accordingly. If it's below your feet, you got to bend your knees just a little bit more. Take a practice swing or two. Make sure you clip your grass. If the ball is above your feet, choke the club a little bit. Take a practice swing or two to help you find out where exactly the ball is in reference to the bottom of your swing. It'll help you get it on the face and advance the ball in play. That's your number one goal with a fairway wood.
For more on making contact with a fairway wood, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, coming your way from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thank you for listening today. Our one and only guest on the show today is Dave Stockton, who won 10 times on the PGA Tour, 14 times on the Senior PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, and had just a fabulous career in the Ryder Cup, where he was a member of four winning U.S. Ryder Cup teams. When he was an active player, he had a reputation of being one of the best putters on tour, and for the last 20 years, he's been a putting instructor and a putting guru to some of the all-time best players in the world, including Phil Mickelson, Annika Sorenstam, and Rory McIlroy. And we talked to Dave Stockton earlier in the week, and have enough of Dave Stockton for a three-part interview today. You heard the first part in our first segment of the show, and here is part two with Dave Stockton.
We are with two-time major champion Dave Stockton, a member of four different U.S. Ryder Cup teams, two as a player, one as an assistant captain, and the other as a captain. I want to get back to Kiowa in a moment, Dave, but first, the 1977 Ryder Cup team that you were on, that was the last year of Ryder Cup play in the old format when you played only players from England and Ireland. The next one, and since then, it's been the U.S. versus the entire European continent. Were you guys aware of that change, and what did you think about the change at the time?
Well, Nicklaus was the proponent for doing that, and it was brilliant. The Ryder Cup was faced with not a relevancy because there's a lot of history behind it, but when you keep winning every time, it doesn't make much for the competition.
Yeah, it's not a rivalry anymore, huh?
No. Yeah. And so when the Europeans came in, Jacklin had a big part in it. Seve Ballesteros for continental Europe had a big, huge part in it. So the captains that have had to get for the United States side, the captain across the pond, Corey Pavin did a great job. Tom Kite did a wonderful job. You know, but Lehman did a good job. You're up against it a lot because of the support that's over there. And the Europeans are pretty smart as they play this thing on golf courses that our guys don't play that much, but their guys are completely familiar with. And, you know, we're going to see the same thing at Whistling Straits. We come to Whistling Straits, and all the Europeans will have played Whistling Straits. So the home course advantage that they had in France this year, we will not have in 2 years at Whistling Straits.
So fast forward to 1991, and now you are a captain of the Ryder Cup. Was that something that you sort of campaigned for, or how did that happen?
No, I've never campaigned for anything in my life. If somebody believes I should be honored by doing something, I'm not out to. It was a big honor. I knew when I won my second PGA Congressional, the final thought when I made that 15-footer on the last hole there in 76, I knew that I was going to have a good chance to be picked as a Ryder Cup captain. And I was just barely beat out by Raymond Floyd prior to me, and he tied ahead of me overseas because that was part of a six-year stretch that we hadn't had the cup back, because prior to Raymond in 89, at 87, Nicklaus lost at Muirfield at his own golf course, and that was the first time I'm going, oh my gosh, if Nicklaus can get beat on his own golf course, you know, so this is up for grabs. These Europeans are serious about what they're doing, and they're putting a hell of a record forward. And so Kiowa, there was no overlooking the fact that we were playing against a really brilliant squad of European players, although they had their ones that I didn't even know. I mean, Faraday at that point, I had no idea who David Faraday was and some of the others, and yet Faraday pulled out an unbelievable individual victory that last day in the singles when we were tied going into the final day.
Yep. Now, your team wasn't too shabby. Fred Couples, Payne Stewart, Lanny Watkins, Hale Irwin, Paul Azinger, Corey Pavin, Mark O'Meara, Mark Calcavecchia, Wayne Levy, Steve Pate, Chip Beck, and Raymond Floyd. Pavin, Levy, and Pate were rookies, and Beck and Floyd were your captain's pick. What went into that, and was there some grinding on those two guys? Because there were probably a lot of other pretty good players you had to leave out.
Precisely. I mean, I would love this day and age, with the Azinger change in 2008, when they went from having two picks to having four picks. I would have loved that at Kiowa, and the fact he had up to four assistants, because at Kiowa in 91, I only used both my boys, Junior and Ronnie, as my two assistants. I had two picks that you alluded to. Floyd was a given. Floyd, I wanted from the get-go because I know what a competitor he is. I didn't care about his age. It turned out to be the oldest competitor at that point.
He was the same age as you, wasn't he?
Yeah. And that's why I knew him so well, because half the tournaments I won, Raymond Floyd was lurking, including the PGA there in Congressional. If I had missed the putt, I would have been in the playoff with January and Floyd. So I knew how good of a player he was, and I wanted him specifically to pair him with Freddie Couples, because all of us knew how good Freddie was, and I wasn't so sure Freddie knew how good he was. But I know putting him with Floyd, he was going to be a dynamic team, which it was. The other pick was much harder, and I used my six or seven nucleus guys to help me pick who they wanted to play with. And the three that we were looking at were Chip Beck, Tom Watson, and Tom Kite. Watson, I would have leaned toward because nobody else knew it, but I knew he was going to be the captain following me. And I would love to have had him there as a player or as an assistant captain to get the experience that would benefit him when he went across the pond. Kite was a very good friend, but in the end I went with Chip Beck just because I knew he would go good with Azinger and give me another team that I could play both ways. But, yeah, you lose a lot of sleep on your picks, and that's why the four picks that you pick now, to me, it's like, you know, we could have probably used six picks this last time in France. But, you know, you're always leaving somebody behind. In our case, they've changed how they pick them. Levy was not playing well. Wayne was the player of the year before. Had won, I believe, three times and played phenomenal and didn't have a top 30 finish that year leading up to the Ryder Cup. And played okay, but, you know, wasn't an asset to the team. He's a good team member, but you could have found somebody, let's say I could have put a Watson or a Kite in there. As it turned out, it was the only one in like 10 Ryder Cups that Tom Kite wasn't invited to play in. But he and I talked about this year over in France together.
That's Dave Stockton. You liking what you're hearing so far? Part three of our interview with Dave Stockton we'll have coming up in our next segment today here on Tee to Green. A little more about Stockton, his best year, 1974. He won three times in that season. His two majors, both of which were PGA championships, came in 1970 and again in 1976. In the 1970s and 80s, he won a total of 10 times on the PGA Tour. In addition to winning two major championships, he also finished second in the Masters and the U.S. Open. On the Champions Tour, he joined in 1991. He won 14 titles, including three senior majors. We'll have part three of our segment with Dave Stockton coming up in our last segment of the show here today. A reminder that Tee to Green is presented in part by Smash Factor Golf Apparel. Based in Monument, Colorado, Smash Factor Golf specializes in golf polos and golf hats. To check out their full line of goods and to get more information, go to smashfactorgolf.com. Performance polos for under $30. Headwear for just $15.99. Your chance to put more Smash Factor into your game with Smash Factor Golf Apparel. It's the official golf apparel company of Tee to Green. Check it out at smashfactorgolf.com. smashfactorgolf.com. I'm Jay Ritchie. We're at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and we're talking golf on another Sunday edition of Tee to Green. Scott Cuddy in Master Control, and coming up, part three of our interview with Dave Stockton. Stick around.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about how to read a green and a few things you can do to help yourself in that endeavor. As you are going to your putt from the cart path, approaching the green if you're walking, take a look at it on your way to your ball. Take a look at the slope. Take a look at any grain that might be prevalent, anything that can give you a tip there. Second thing is feel it with your feet. Oftentimes, you can feel slope with your feet that you can't normally see. Once you get into that habit, you'll be amazed about how much subtle slope you'll be able to detect with your feet. And when you're behind your ball, always try to envision how running water would flow from where your golf ball is. So it may go to the right at one point and back to the left. It may start high and sweep down. That's the best way to envision the way a putt will go.
For more on getting it up and down, check out the website, tdgreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
Your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone, it is Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie coming your way from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Nice to have you with us today. As we continue with our sole guest today, our only guest is Dave Stockton. Spent a lot of time on the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour. He's now 76 years old, but not slowing down at all. And for the last 20 years or so, he's been one of the most sought-after putting instructors in the world of golf. We continue our interview with part three, going back some 27 years to the famous battle between the United States and Europe that really put the Ryder Cup on the golfing map.
We're with Dave Stockton. He was the Ryder Cup captain in 1991. That was the War by the Shore, as it is known, Kiowa Island, where the U.S. won 14.5 to 13.5. That went right down to the very end with Bernard Longer missing a 6-foot putt that would have made the match a tie, and Europe would have retained the cup with the tie. As it was, he missed the putt, and the U.S. won the cup. What are your memories, Dave, of that last match and that last hole and that last putt?
Well, I was just disappointed. You rotate the people the way you expect them to, you know, fast players first, and Lanny was tired, so Lanny surprised me and didn't want to go out in the first wave. So he was right ahead of Hale Irwin. I picked Hale Irwin to be my last guy. And I picked Hale because Hale's won 3 U.S. Opens. I'm thinking if you won 3 U.S. Opens, you got to be pretty much oblivious to the pressure. The other thing that was hard is that with only 2 assistants, I teed everybody off the first tee, and I raced to the 8th hole to catch the lead group before they went through. And I had Payne Stewart going out first, followed by Raymond Floyd, then Cal Kovecchia in the 3rd spot. And in the end, both Floyd and Payne Stewart were defeated, and they were from the get-go. It's not like we lost toward the end. But meanwhile, Cal Kovecchia is 3 up through 8, 4 up through 9, 5 up through 10. And the remaining 9 groups behind him coming through on 8 were saying, don't worry, if Cal can beat his guy that bad, we can get our guy. And they're ignoring the fact the first two guys were losing. And so we come around. I got to 17 just to watch Calc put the balls in the water there on 17, that diabolical par three of Pete Dye's. And, of course, he ended up losing that. He lost the last five holes to tie. And Pete felt so bad. But, in fact, if he loses his match or if he just tied every single hole and ended up dead even, same score, I don't think we would have won. But your question about the last hole, it came down. It was very dark. It was about a four-footer, four-and-a-half, not six. But it was just there's so much pressure. And I got my head down because I don't want him to miss it. And I know that's going to cause a tie. That means we didn't win, we didn't lose it, but we didn't get the cut back. And I was totally shocked when he missed it. But the pressure, and everybody said, it was just so enormous. It's hard to put all that pressure onto one person. It's great when it works, and it's sad when it doesn't. In fact, he turned around and won the German Open the next week, the BMW, and he hadn't stopped winning since. Bernard is a Hall of Famer and a winner from the get-go, and we were fortunate enough that he missed it, but it was too bad in his behalf. It was an interesting celebration for us. We went to a dinner, which they no longer have. I guess they don't think the teams can get along that well, but we had a dinner afterwards, and they had two buses, one for us and one for the Europeans. And for basically both teams piling on the first bus, and we get to the point there's only two or three people too many on the bus, and Woosman picks up Corey Pavin and carries him on the bus. And he says, "Don't worry, Captain, we can get by with one bus." And that was kind of the way it was treated. I mean, you know, you play against these guys all year, and a lot of them are good friends. Many are good friends. It was a phenomenal thing. I was very proud to get the cup back. And it's the biggest honor of my life. You asked me if I campaigned for it, which I didn't, obviously. But Kathy and I take a lot of pride in the fact that we're part of Ryder Cup history.
You were in France a couple of weeks ago. Were you there in an official capacity? Were you there as a spectator? Or what was your status, your role?
It was really exciting because the PGA has never invited past captains to go overseas. And I've been to a couple of them overseas. Casper and I both did corporate stuff, and we would show up and everything. But this is the first time, and I think there were eight past captains over there. And not in any capacity, other than the fact that we got access to the team room at the hotel, which is Versailles, was wonderful. It was just a lot of fun. Tom Kite and Sandy and Kathy and I hung out together. The Americans won, which they haven't publicized and don't need to, but the Junior America team beat the European team. And then our celebrity team, which included John McEnroe and Condoleezza Rice and our celebrities, they beat the Europeans. And of course, then we go in and then we go out with the past captains. And Corey Pavin, Hal Sutton, Ben Crenshaw, and I'm forgetting one, played. And we won that. So we had a winning streak going into the matches. And unfortunately, it stopped at the matches. But I got to hand it to the French. It was an unbelievable display of pride for the Europeans. Their room in the hotel there at Versailles was the room where they signed the Treaty of Versailles, the end of World War II. There are a lot of history there, and you were seeing just a lot of pride. I mean, the 7,500 people behind the first tee and these giant bleachers, music blaring, and fans, obviously, for Europe. There were some American fans as well. But I walked away thinking it's one of the best golf courses I've ever seen. Beautiful with the water and stuff, and very tight for the Americans, which is one of the drawbacks for us. I think in my hindsight, looking back at it, it reminded me of Kiowa because the Americans, you know, it's such a condensed schedule, and that was the last time that'll happen because they've changed the schedule now, moving the PGA and stuff. But you finished on Sunday, Tiger wins the Tour Championship, and they fly all Sunday night, so Monday's a shot day. Get out there Tuesday morning, half the team has not seen this golf course. And I was out there, Patrick Reed talked to me, because I've helped him in the past, so I was out there checking his putting and chipping out and stuff, and he happened to go out with Woods, which is when I found out that he and Woods were going to play together. And looking at the golf course, I'm thinking, my gosh, it's so narrow, And I love the greens. The greens, if you had a 20-footer anywhere around the hole, you were going to be able to make it because it wouldn't break more than an inch. And it just, you needed course knowledge. For instance, Fleetwood won the French Open there this year. Molinari, his partner, who went 5-0, has been second runner-up in the French Open on that golf course three times.
Right.
So they knew the golf course way better than us. And they just seriously outplayed us. And I think it was the knowledge that was the key thing. And I hope when we go to Rome in 4 years that the PGA sends the majority of the players that they know are going to make the team to play in the tournament, the Italian Open, because you know they're going to put the Italian Open on that golf course so the guys get a run-up for the Ryder Cup in 4 years.
So what's next for Dave Stockton?
Well, I leave tomorrow and go to Kiowa. I'm doing two exhibitions. They're having a Tom Watson Cup for juniors at Kiowa, and then I'm doing a Bank of America outing at Kiowa the following day. We'll come back. I'll do a little bit of hunting, and then Kathy and I are going to go on a cruise starting the 23rd of October. Get rested up. I'm not really doing a lot of teaching. We're in the process of starting the first tee here in the San Bernardino area in the Inland Empire, and a lot of thought and activity is going into that. So that's going to be what my passion will be here in the near future. I'm not good at sitting still, so you can be rest assured I won't be doing that. But it's been an interesting year. I came right back from France, flew back on Friday, which is probably just as well. I wouldn't have been too happy to watch all the celebrations, although between McIlroy and Molinari, two of the guys that I worked with in the past, I was very proud, especially of Molinari, of what he's done this year, winning the British Open and becoming Golfer of the Year. Just phenomenal. And so, you know, I'm going to keep my hand in teaching, but I'm also going to do a lot of stuff put together here in the San Bernardino area as far as the first tee and other things related to golf.
Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure talking golf with you. I appreciate you sharing some really good stories and good memories with our listeners. Let's do it again sometime.
All right, Jay. Enjoy Colorado. You're in a wonderful part of the world.
You need to get out this way a little more.
Oh, I do. We're looking at, there's some people that have some property down by Gunnison above the Blue Mesa Reservoir. So I'm going to be spending some time in Colorado as well.
Sounds good. We'll play the Broadmoor one of these days too. How's that sound?
That'd be good. Everything breaks away from that bell tower up there.
You got it. Exactly. Dave Stockton. Dave Stockton with us today here on Tee to Green. Dave, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, Jay. Thank you. Bye.
Love talking to Dave Stockton. We did about 25 minutes earlier this week and easily probably could have done a 2 or 3 hour interview with Dave Stockton. We hope you enjoyed it. Interesting guy and a great career. He won the PGA Championship in 1970 by shooting a 73 in the final round, but it was still good enough to win by one shot over Arnold Palmer and Bob Murphy. And then in 1976, he made a long putt on the final hole to win the PGA Championship again. Had he missed that putt and then made the next putt, it would have been a three-way tie and a three-way playoff between Stockton, Raymond Floyd, and Don January. But Stockton made that putt to win the PGA Championship. He's always been clutch on the greens. You heard him talking in the interview in the Ryder Cup when he told his teammate, get it on the green, I'll make the putt. He made a 30-footer that time, and he said, get it on the green on the next hole, and I'll make the next putt. And he left him 50 feet, and he still made the putt. He was just clutch on the green, and that's why for the past 20 years or so, he has been a top putting instructor and putting guru to some of the best players in the world. And we hope you enjoyed our interview today with the only guest on the show, Dave Stockton. Hey, we're not done yet. We'll come back and take a look at some PGA Tour news headed your way next on Tee to Green.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour just flying by, but we're not done yet. Got a couple of notes I want to pass along to you from the golf world. The PGA of America, CBS, and ESPN have reached an 11-year multimedia agreement for the TV, digital, and OTT rights to the PGA Championship. Wall-to-wall, live, full-field, 72-hole coverage of the event starting in 2020 at Harding Park out in San Francisco. CBS, ESPN, and ESPN Plus will combine and deliver more than 175 total hours of live coverage from the first tee shot to the final putt across broadcast, cable, and digital platforms. The PGA Championship moves to May starting next year, and it'll become the second major championship on the golf calendar. They'll have the Masters in April, the PGA Championship in May, the U.S. Open in June, and the British Open in July, and then, of course, FedEx Cup playoffs in August. So there'll be a major championship event just about every year, and the Players' Championship will be played every month. And the Players' Championship will be played in March, so you'll have March, April, May, June, and July, a big PGA Tour event in each of those months, the way it's set up now. And the PGA of America, CBS, and ESPN getting together to televise the PGA Championship. Brooks Koepka has won the PGA Tour Player of the Year Award.
He won two major championships this past year, so it's no surprise he is the sixth player in the last 6 years to win the award. That's the longest streak of different winners since the PGA Tour players began voting on the award back in 1990. Others on the ballot included Francesco Molinari, Justin Rose, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, and Bryson DeChambeau. But the award goes to Brooks Koepka, the PGA Tour Player of the Year. Hey, that's going to do it for another edition of the Big Show today. Our thanks to Dave Stockton for being with us and for giving us so much of his time for that great interview. We hope you did enjoy it. And that's it. Thanks to Scott Cuddy in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie. Get out and play some golf this week. And when you do, as always, hit them long, hit them straight.